Chapter 4. The Old Gentleman. After that, the children often go to the railway, but they never take coal again. They talk to Mr. Perks and Mr. Taylor. The children often sit in a field near the railway. They watch the trains pass. The trains are going to the station. The children give each train a name. They call the morning train to London the Green Dragon.
Let's wave to the Green Dragon when it passes,
says Peter.
It can take our love to Father in London.
The children wave to the train. An elegant old gentleman is sitting in the front of the train. He sees the children in the field and waves to them. The next day, he waves again. Soon the children wave regularly to the morning train, and the old gentleman always waves to them. Mother is trying to sell her stories. One day, a children's magazine decides to buy them. Mother buys coal and food with the money. She gives the children meringues for tea to celebrate. 2 weeks pass, and Mother is ill. The doctor visits her and writes a list.
You must buy these things for your mother,
he says to the children.
She needs them.
The children are worried. They haven't got the money to buy the things.
Maybe the old gentleman can help us,
says Phyllis.
Good idea,
says Bobby.
Let's write a letter and explain our problem. We can give the letter to him at the station.
The children sit down and write the letter. They put the list with the letter.